Gold 92.5, it's AJ, Bridge and Spider. 8:13 an hour later on the tweet, Al in for AJ. And it's Comedy Pilot Week, where we showcase some fresh comedians. Yesterday it was Ellen Briggs. Today, very funny comedian. He's from the New South Wales Mid-Coast. He's got a political science degree. He's a former golf champion. Yay. His name is Sam Taunton.
Hey. Oh, thank you guys for having me in. It's such a treat to come in on the beautiful Gold Coast.
Well, it always is. And you got a couple of issues with the Gold Coast. As much as you love this area, we know we got the meter maids, but the inspectors you're not happy with.
Well, look, it's not that I'm not happy with it. It's schoolies, right, as I'm sure everyone knows. And I never did schoolies when I was growing up, so I get quite excited when schoolies is on because I feel like there's this sense of excitement in the air. You know, as annoying as it is, it's still quite exciting. But get this, I was walking down the street the other day in Surfers Paradise. This is how much I'm loving schoolies, that I ran into Mike Whitney after that. I don't know if you guys...
No.
Do you guys remember Mike Whitney?
Yeah, is he still around,
Who
Mike?
Who does wins a curly head, boy.
That's
bloke.
It. Looks great. Hair is still very dark. He's looking terrific. I remember him as the host of this, maybe the greatest television show of all time, Who Dares Wins, but apparently he played cricket for Australia.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I was like, that's amazing that the second best thing in your life is playing cricket for Australia. Hosting Who Dares Wins is so much better. And I was thinking about, because I was talking to my nephew about this, who obviously doesn't know Who Dares Wins, and I was trying to explain the show to them. And like, I just don't know if the show would fly on TV today. It was so insane. Mike Whitney would walk around kind of shopping centres in Australia with very minimal cash on him, like so little cash, and ask people to do ridiculous things.
Yes, yes.
I remember, like, he'd go up to a lady doing her grocery shopping and be like, hey, I've got a crocodile in the car park. Do you want to come and wrestle that crocodile? And if you do it, I'll give you
$50. $50. Everything was $50.
Oh, and she'd be like, absolutely. I would love to do that. I would love to wrestle a crocodile. Could you film it? That would be even better. And the big ending to the episode, which I always loved, was like someone would dob in someone from work. They'd be like, oh, Daniel's a bit antisocial at work. And so Mike Whitney would turn up out of nowhere and be like, g'day, Daniel. Here you being a bit antisocial. What I've done, I've got a 1977 Daihatsu. I'm going to pop you in that. I'm going to light it on fire. And then I'm going to make you drive it into a warehouse that's also going to be on fire. There's going to be some obstacles in there. It's going to be touch and go. But if you do that, you might win a trip to Noosa. It was the greatest television show of all time.
And maybe a flash of Tanya Zayda's nipple.
Oh. Well, yeah. That,
did you get a selfie with Mike, though?
I did get a selfie with Mike. It was on my Instagram story, but it's gone now.
Oh.
But, I will treasure it forever. But I am loving schoolies. Best schoolies ever, I think, at the moment.
Sam, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Comedy Pilot Week. We're showcasing fresh comedians. That's Sam Taunton with AJ Bridge and Spider.